This morning's readings, because it's Easter Sunday, are New Testament readings. First, look on page 121 for Acts 10, verses 34 through 43, in which Peter is speaking to the Gentiles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And now we go to the Psalter. You will find it in the red hymnal on page 839. And be aware that we are ending with verse 24. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Rejoice and be glad.
And now a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 through 26. You may find that in the New Testament on page 166. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of God to the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now we're asking the acolytes and ushers to come forward and receive our tithes and offerings.
Thank you. in prayer. Loving God, you call us to be made holy, to be made in your image. We trust in your generosity and so are free to be generous ourselves, opening our hearts and our wallets freely, giving to the work of your church in our world. Bless these gifts and us to your service. Amen.